This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
The globalists are coming to sexually conquer you. The Southern Poverty Law Center and the Soros Group are sending out lies to all our radio stations now and harassing their owners, trying to get us taken off the air. It's backfired. We've gotten more stations, but in some cases they're being successful. It's sick. We've got Roger Stone with huge breaking news in the next segment. Then we'll go inside the takedown and the plan to take Michael Savage off the air. But first, here is a key report. Border hell as Democrats choose treason.
These months, the world took a landmark step forward with the adoption of the Global Compact for safe, orderly, and regular migration.
The drawings of lines on maps have never sufficed to confine people whose needs, ambitions, dreams, and opportunities expanded their horizons. We are now committed to safer and fairer ways of managing borders.
The border wall battle will likely define the Trump presidency when it's all said and done.
We believe that when nations respect the rights of their neighbors and defend the interests of their people, they can better work together to secure the blessings of safety, prosperity, and peace.
On the one hand, a populist president has tirelessly railed against the unprotected U.S. border.
They're on the land. We release them. They go someplace into our country. They're supposed to come back within 2 or 3 years for a court case. But nobody ever comes back.
While the Democrats, who supported border protection in the past under former Presidents Obama and Clinton, have now chosen to promote their rampant hatred for the president.
The president made clear that he wants a shutdown. His position, if he sticks to his position for a $5 billion wall, he will get no wall and he will get a shutdown.
We're going to do whatever is necessary to build the border wall to stop this ongoing crisis of illegal immigration.
And that means
this is a very fundamental issue. At stake is the question of whether or not the United States remains a sovereign country, whether or not we can establish and enforce rules for entrance into our country. The Democrat Party is a simple choice. They can either choose to fight for America's working class or to promote illegal immigration.
The thing I think we can agree on is we shouldn't shut down the government over a dispute. And you want to shut it down.
You keep talking about it. The last time, Chuck, you shut it down.
No.
And then you opened it up very quickly. And
20 times.
I don't want to do what you did.
But was President Trump really out of line?
I think the president needs to, call their bluff. He said, I will own this. So he's willing to shut down the government because border security and national security is so important. So I think it was a beautiful thing he did. I think he shows American people that he truly cares about the safety of this country. And he'll take responsibility for shutting down the government because the Democrats don't want border security.
The New York Daily News wrote, Pelosi said after the meeting it's like a manhood thing for him, as if manhood could ever be associated with him. What an evil dig. She continues, I was trying to be the mom. I can't explain it to you. It was so wild. It goes to show you, you get into a tinkle contest with a skunk, you get tinkle all over you. That is incredibly disgusting language coming from a leader of our representative republic. Other than the fact that Pelosi has revealed that she is a foul-mouthed champion of perversion, what's most chilling is that she is leading the Democratic majority in the House, a political party that will stop at nothing to victimize its constituents in order to push the hyper-progressive UN agenda, slowly corroding American sovereignty.
Some blame the present dilemma on migration policies, but the causes of the crisis are clearly much broader than that. They include poor governance, climate change, and basic economic and demographic realities. We are also watching as extreme nationalists pit one group against another, poisoning the communal bloodstream with hate towards people who are different, whether in nationality, appearance, or creed. Migration is, by its nature, an international phenomenon which can only be managed through international cooperation, and that is why we are all gathered here in Marrakesh.
John Bound reporting.
Thank you.
bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
But it was long ago. Jane, it was lovely. She was a queen by night. There in the darkness with the radio playing low. And the secrets that we shared.
The mountains that we moved.
Mountains that we moved.
How she swore.
How she swore that it never would end.
But America is really about to end.
I remember how she held me.
Was Trump just that last death rattle, that last first mate dies and they fight? They're going to give in, they're going to let themselves die, but they fight back for a minute or two. And then pretty soon they just say, I can't breathe anymore, and you die. I've been there a few times when family died. One grandfather, a good friend of mine as well, he was just 30 years old, he died. Is that all this show is? Is that all Trump is? Is that all you are? Is just a getting a few final breaths before the death rattle? I don't think so. All over the world, humanity's waking up. But I got to tell you, they're taking Michael Savage off the air from 4 hours to 3 hours and now to 1 hour. And the word is, in a couple months, they're going to just terminate his show. They're just going to kill him slowly, leave him on. Give Ben Shapiro the hours after him, even though Savage's ratings the best they've ever been. 14.8 million listeners a week. And they're going to replace him with Ben, the neocon, never-Trumper Shapiro. And they're going after Hannity. They're going after Tucker. Inside Fox News, they get called in and chewed out. They get told, you better become anti-Trump. Boy, Judge Napolitano, he's gotten Robert Mueller as the man of ultimate integrity. Why, the president could be indicted. He could go to jail, even though the law says you can't as a president. Wow, you really learn who your friends are and who your friends aren't. But the evil's here, and it got sucker punched by us getting Trump in, and the economy came back for 2 years, but they flipped the light switch. Foreigners dump U.S. treasuries as they liquidate a record amount of U.S. stocks. That's all over the news in an attempt to punish the American rebellion. And PewDiePie was playing a mass player video game with thousands of players, and one of them had the name Rabbi Shekels. And PewDiePie laughed at somebody else shooting somebody when he was playing on his virtual reality headset. And so he's got to be taken off the air, too, because he has 77 million subscribers on one channel. Count all the stuff up, over 100 million subscribers. That's right. He's got to be taken down because he wouldn't get bought by Disney a few years ago. See, these big corporations can't stand an InfoWars. They can't stand something that had 87 million viewers and listeners the week of the election 2016, bigger than the Super Bowl. They can't put up with that, so they have to shut it down. And to do it, they have to lie about it. So what George Soros funds through Media Matters and these law firms is a fake list of twisted things I never said. And then send it to so-called journalists who put it in the newspaper, who are really political operatives involved in tortious interference, to then target and harass radio and TV stations to take us off the air. Well, you should want to put the show on to counter all of that. you know, Media Matters is so upset. Their videos get 2,000, 3,000 views. Ours would get a million on average, so they censor us. Oh, and PewDiePie's bad. PewDiePie's bad because we've supported his free speech. But, you know, the proof, the Wall Street Journal says, is that he wears rim glasses, wire-rimmed glasses. So did Heinrich Himmler, head of the Waffen-SS. They don't even use a real Himmler there, though. They just, he didn't really even wear glasses that were exactly like that. They use an actor. And then it gets worse. PewDiePie used to have longer hair back when it was in style, but now he has shorter hair. That's all the proof I need. Who knew we were all Nazis, Roger? The real Nazification, the real digital Nazis are the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, New York Magazine, and all the folks that want to muscle in on anybody who has their own thing. It's not enough to share revenue with Google. No, they're going to use their clients in the left to come and say we're these horrible creatures, and then they maneuver us either being their political creatures, like late night comics or now these politicos, or we're taken off the air. And when that doesn't work, they come after our bank accounts. They sue us. And people say, well, then why not give up? Well, I thought we're Americans. Our listeners haven't given up. In fact, they've gotten stronger. The other proof is he denied being a Nazi and said, I'm not a racist a few years ago. But he said, hail PewDiePie. You see, that's how they do this, ladies and gentlemen. And meanwhile, they're funded by a real Nazi collaborator. They're funded by a real Nazi collaborator named George Soros. So their latest thing is to send letters to radio stations that mean absolutely nothing. But the radio stations give in to it, you know they're going to be back because it's all about intimidation. The left taking the university tyranny where there's no free speech and expanding it. And they tell you, oh, better take Alex Jones off the air. And then here's an example of it. There's an article on Infowars.com showing it. Wall Street Journal, The Hill published fake news story about Roger Stone and Infowars. In the article, Stone says about statements he made on this show and others before he was even an employee here, that he'd heard about this Chinese national who was wanted in China, and that he said something he got from one Trump official was inaccurate. They took that out of context and did a quote here where they have him saying that it was irresponsible. That turns into headlines. Please show them the Hill article, guys. Just type in Alex Jones. It's everywhere. It's on the top Twitter trends right now. That Roger Stone admits he published fake news at InfoWars. He did no such thing. We have his actual statement he put out that the lawyers wanted him to put out to drop the $100 million lawsuit against him. Stone admits to publishing false statements on InfoWars. And then they force feed it on Twitter once I'm removed to make it the top Twitter search. It's been up and down the top 10 searches today. And then once they do that, they put out a video as well saying that, oh, you see, InfoWars is fake again. So they can then say that we're fake. When we all know the kings of fake news is the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, and CNN. So joining us is Roger Stone. Then we're going to go inside the removal, the plan to take Michael Savage off the air in 3 months and replace him with Ben Shapiro. But they're easing it in. They're easing. Oh, you're going from 3 hours to 1 hour. Ben's going to get Ben gets all your show. So they're really getting the knives out, obviously, Roger, to move against Trump. But let's specifically talk about this right now and what you really did say in your clarification.
Thanks, Alex. This is really pretty clear. I reported a story, one of hundreds I've reported here at InfoWars, regarding a Chinese businessman, Miles Kwok. While many things in that story were correct, a couple of them were incorrect. But all of the research was supplied to me by Sam Nunberg. So I made the mistake of relying on the representations of Sam Nunberg. And I said to the Wall Street Journal, that was just as irresponsible as they're relying on the representations of Randy Credico regarding the WikiLeaks disclosures. That turns into a faux headline, a fake headline. Stone admits irresponsible reporting for InfoWars. I never said anything of the kind. Now, I am solely responsible for the content of that report, and I have issued the appropriate apology to Mr. Kwok. I have not paid $100 million, as you might believe. In fact, today I can honestly say I have paid nothing. But again, it is symptomatic of the way they try to use shards of evidence, shards of information to discredit you. And the Wall Street Journal and the Associated Press have attributed to me things I never said. I'm solely responsible for that report, but they try to leave you the impression that everything I have ever reported on InfoWars is incorrect or irresponsible, and that is, of course, not the case.
But it shows how desperate they are, that falsely claiming that I said that there's Martian bases with slave children. There's no video, no audio, no text, never said it. They misrepresent what I did say in the past. They twist it, exaggerate it, and say Jones won't stop harassing families at their houses of Sandy Hook. You know, on the 6th anniversary, Jones sent more people to their houses. They were saying this the last few days. Just total crazy lies by the mainstream media as they get more desperate. Let's talk about how they're getting ready to make their move on Trump. That's obvious. The bizarre things coming out of your good friend Judge Unfalatano's mouth. And then Vox Day joins us to look inside the creepy, evil, weird weasel world of the little Harvard leftist darling, Ben Shapiro. It's all coming up.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy, you just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the SmartBP app.
That's one.
SmartBP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
SmartBP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of SmartBP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. SmartBP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With SmartBP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. SmartBP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's SmartBP from Evolve Medical Systems. The Smart Blood Pressure Tracker.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Listeners, I'm not complaining. I chose this fight, and I believe in you, and I believe in America, and I believe in humanity worldwide. But I got to tell you, we got 2 days left to get your Christmas orders in and get free shipping, a free T-shirt, 50 to 75% off. A lot of these we lose money on to clear out our inventory and not pay inventory tax. But most of these are our best-selling items. I'm talking about X2, X3, Super Male Vitality. I'm talking about Alexa Pure Breeze, that the great company that also creates the Alexa Pure Pro water filtration, the very first gravity-fed system. They wanted to sell out for the year. They gave you $127 for a unit that some people sell for $400. They normally sell for $240. It was $127. Same thing for their four-stage ion filter, the Alexa Pure Breeze. It's about to sell out year in. Give yourself and your family the gift of clean air in your house. Give the unit as a present, InfoWarsStore.com. You know, I'll be able to talk about this more tomorrow, but I'm fighting every lawsuit they throw at us, and we've knocked out 17 of the 20. So they filed a couple more last week, but the news didn't even pick up on that. So it's a war of attrition, but you've been praying for us. You've been supporting us. It's all funded by Soros, Hillary. We got internal documents now of how they're doing it with a U.S. intelligence agency. It's going to be a huge scandal when it comes out. I'm also in the next week going to destroy politically Ben Shapiro. I have the dirt, all the proof, everything about who he really is, whole nine yards, get ready. And they can't stop me because the information's already been given to others. I'm going to stop right there. I know everyone from Talk Radio Network. Everyone except Art Bell, who's dead. I know all of it, Ben. So get ready, ladies and gentlemen. They're firing Michael Savage. They're killing him softly from 4 hours to 3 to 1 this month. And then he's gone. He's gone in 3 months. And Savage is obviously being told, if he talks about it, he won't get his contract paid out. But this is, I predict Savage is going to go off the reservation. His lawyer already has, in a Washington Times article, Michael Savage being silenced by corporate censorship. Attorney says, hey, I'm going down swinging here. Okay. I'm going down swinging. All right. You know, the Pepe the Frog thing, the artist makes a thing with a bunch of images of the campaign, little stupid frogs, one of the things on there. I'm like, yeah, sure. We'll sell it. People like that. They sue us and say, give us the money you made. Well, it was like $27,000. But we had to pay the licensing, pay for it. It was like $15,000 is what we made. They sent a whole team from California. They're in there right now. They're not asking about Pepe the Frog. They're asking about who owns what, who's behind it, how do you make your money. It's all about taking us down. It's Hillary Clinton's law firm. It's a joke. And they don't know that through this process, we're getting everything. So this is total war. But I need everyone to go to InfoWarsStore.com and buy some T-shirts, buy some books, buy some videos, buy some non-GMO heirloom seeds, buy some products. Because let me tell you, I'm not a wimp, but I don't bitch and complain. I want to beat these people. They're taking Michael Savage off the air. They took Gavin McGinnis off. They're taking people off the air every week who have top ratings and are good people. And we built our own infrastructure knowing this was coming a long time ago. And so this is like literally David versus Goliath, whatever you want to call it, the Alamo, Masada, whatever you want to call it, folks. We're up here on the hill surrounded by enemies, and we're going to fight. But we need your prayers, your support, and to tell those local stations this is a great opportunity to carry us even more, to stand with America against these lies. God almighty. I'm ranting, Roger. Thanks for coming on. I want to get more into this with you. But, I mean, what do you make of the treachery and the evil and these Fox News hosts turning against Trump and Flynn? The judge says, hey, you didn't do anything wrong today. Just say that you were pressured, and I'm not going to give you any time. Say you're not guilty. I'm going to let you go. And Flynn said, no, I'm guilty, because they're holding other crap over his head. And we all know what it is. It's turkey. Go ahead, Roger.
Well, Alex, first of all, let me say that if I'm with you and Dr. Michael Savage, I'm in damn good company. But there's no question. I now understand why it is so centrally important to the globalists and to the two-party political establishment to silence InfoWars. It was about this moment. So I am smeared today in the Wall Street Journal. They make false accusations about a simple settlement I make regarding one story I report out of hundreds, in which many of the facts were correct, but a few of the facts supplied by Sam Nunberg, who misread a Federal Election Commission report, was incorrect. So I offer a simple apology, and that is blown up on the internet into Stone admits that everything he's ever said on InfoWars is a lie. Well, I never said anything of the kind. Judge Napolitano, I'm scratching my head. This guy is one of my oldest and dearest friends. It was me who recommended to Governor Tom Kaine that he appoint Andrew Napolitano to the bench. And until recently, he was one of the most articulate critics of the Mueller investigation. Now, suddenly, he thinks Mueller is without blemishes and that Donald Trump can be indicted for something that is not even a crime, according to the former chairman of the Federal Election Commission. What have they got on the judge? What are they hanging over his head? I don't know. But something here is just doesn't seem
well. Let's just
right.
Say it. What about the Fox News host we know was talking to WikiLeaks and is a subject, and reportedly Napolitano has talked to him. So what? It's not illegal. Tell us about that.
Yeah, there's widespread speculation. As you know, somebody is fighting a subpoena that has been levied by Mr. Mueller, and that whole matter is sealed. When there was a hearing on this in a federal courthouse 2 days ago, they cleared the entire floor so that nobody could even see who the attorneys were who came and went. Widespread speculation, unconfirmed, is that that may be former Fox News personality James Rosen, a good friend of Judge Napolitano's, also a good friend of mine. It was from Rosen to Napolitano to Charles Ortel that I got a tip, incorrect as it turns out, that the WikiLeaks disclosures would regard the Clinton Foundation. And I said that publicly. It came from a perfectly legal source.
Sure, exactly. So what's going on with Flynn? The judge, basically today, I was just watching Fox during the break. They said, hey, you can go free. We know you didn't do anything. Why are you pleading guilty? Just say that they didn't read you your rights or warn you, which they didn't, and I'll let you go. Why are you going to say you're guilty? And Flynn said, I'm guilty. Let's get this over with. That tells me they're holding some more stuff over his head.
Prosecute his son. That's what I believe the matter is. Look, I think General Flynn is a great patriot. And I think this story is a great tragedy and an extraordinary overreach. It's a perfect example of what happens when they have no evidence whatsoever of Russian collusion. So now we invent perjury traps and process crimes in an attempt to take down those around the president. General Flynn exposed what the Clintons and the Obamas were doing in the Middle East. He exposed the falsity of the Arab Spring, and that made him a target for the deep state. My heart goes out to him today. He is clearly a man who should have moved in court to withdraw his guilty plea, but you're right, Alex. Something is being held over his head.
You're going to be in studio Thursday and Friday co-hosting with myself, Owen Schroyer, David Knight, and more. It's the ATX, the new Alamo. Whether we go down or stand, we're going to send shockwaves throughout eternity with our fight, and we're going to beat the globalists in the end. It's hard for us that are in the leadership, but we need your prayers. We need your financial support at InfoWarsStore.com. Get in there. 2 days left to get your Christmas presents in time for shipment. Thank you, Roger.
Stress. is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
And by every time you retweet one of these things, or every time you promote this idea, you are promoting ignorance, racism, genocide, anti-Semitism. These are all things that you are putting forward when you are doing anything that promotes PewDiePie. So be careful about this. If someone decides that, if something were to happen, if PewDiePie were to be sued for this, you could be complicit. If you retweet it, they can make you pay a fine as well. because you have officially published anti-Semitic things. So if you are republishing this stuff, you could get in trouble for it. Be very aware that that is a real thing.
You sound a lot like PewDiePie. I'm skeptical because I've been on the internet for a while. I'm just going to say, hey, man, I really appreciate your content. You've gotten me through some tough times, and I respect the f*** out.
I didn't say anything.
Oh, no. You just shot him. Okay, Jim. Come back here.
If you're a radio listener, you're like, what was I just listening to the last minute? If you're a team viewer, you're like, okay, I see a, it's like an 8th or 9th grade class. It's a school teacher saying, if you go to PewDiePie's YouTube channel with close to 100 million subscribers and 100 billion views, that you're a bad person when you're a Nazi and you're involved in genocide. Talk about defamation. This is what they teach in schools all over the Western world about PewDiePie, Alex Jones, Donald Trump. They teach in journalism class all these incredible lies about us. And meanwhile, they've got the left attacking, but they've got the neocons from the Weekly Standard going under, a National Review that famously were designed to control the conservative movement. That's been declassified. And they've got Ben Shapiro. And everybody knows I'm not an infighter. I love Sean Hannity overall. I love Tucker Carlson. I love Matt Drudge. I love all the other talk show hosts that care about America. They're not perfect. I'm not perfect. But someone that has been popping up in my life since I heard about him from talk radio network host, and not just Michael Savage. I heard about him from other people. And I used to not even care. I'm like, why are you calling me up? And not so much Savage, but he'd bring it up too. Other big hosts about this horrible little snot-nosed young lawyer that everyone hated. And they tell me all these stories, and I've got a good memory, so we're talking 15 years later. Yeah, Shapiro's been around that long. 10 years later, you're sitting there going, well, what's going on with Roy Masters and, you know, the guy that owned Talk Radio Network? That's where Shapiro, according to all these people, comes from. I'm not paying attention to him. He pops up at WorldNet Daily, you know, 10, 12 years ago. Vox Day knows him pretty well, mentors him, and then starts saying a few years ago, hey, this dude's really bad news. Just like Obi-Wan Kenobi figures out Darth Vader's bad. And I appreciate him coming on a rush today because I knew about this, but I hadn't really been paying attention. I'm so busy keeping InfoWars going under attack. It comes out in the Washington Times that Michael Savage, even though he has the highest ratings ever, is going from 3 hours to 1 hour. And he basically says, it looks like they're taking me off the air. They're going to pay out my contract, but I'm on an hour. Others then predict around him, I'm not going to say him, that he'll just be off in 3 months. So they're killing him softly. And who are they replacing him with? Ben Shapiro, who's never really done talk radio other than being a guest, is literally being put in his place with his audiences on these stations. And again, it's so crazy because Savage would always bring up Shapiro and how much he hates him. I would talk bad about Shapiro, and he would call me and tell me, oh, my God, you don't know how bad he is. And then now I tried to call Savage this morning. He said, I can't talk about it. You know, it's lawyer stuff. I just can't discuss it. But his lawyers are in the news. But the stuff he told me years ago, and again, I wasn't, like, into gossip. And Savage is not a gossiper either. I'm like, okay, yeah, whatever. Let's talk about the New World Order. The stuff he told me then started clicking this morning, what the other host told me, and I'm going to make some calls. But my God, folks, Ben Shapiro is a maniac loon. And then he gets these scripts he puts out, and they all call him a genius on the left. He's an ever-Trumper. This is Glenn Beck 2.0, man, and I'm telling you. It's like the Godzilla movies when one big monster comes to get Godzilla and can't beat him. One even twice as worse comes out of the ocean. And this is it, folks. So Vox Day, I'm so against infighting, which he doesn't do, and I respect his work, known about him for a decade, best-selling author, also a big independent comic book producer, that I'm just like, no, I don't want Vox Day on, even though he doesn't do interviews, he does our show, about how bad Shapiro is. I don't want to be that person. But now I realize, just like Glenn Beck was in the position of sabotaging us off radio stations and behind the scenes, these are leftist folks, and They're very dangerous. So, Vox, thanks for coming on. You've got Jordan Etics out. We're selling it at InfoWarsStore.com for Christmas. Everybody should get it. We'll tell people about that in a moment, because you know, this is the double-headed creature coming out of the ocean in America right now, because they don't want to just defeat the opposition. They want to lead it. So this is 2.0 controlled opposition. Give us your analysis in this segment and the next. I know you've got to go then on what we're really facing with Ben Shapiro, because the real takeaway here is Michael Savage is being taken off the air for being number one and replaced with him, and they're trying to hold him down with threats of legal action, not just the money, if he squirms, just like Gavin McGinnis last week. I mean, this means they're getting ready to make their move on Trump. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I should probably give you a little bit of background. I've known Ben Shapiro for 16 years, I believe. We were both contributors at WorldNet Daily. And what was interesting to me was that Ben was quite young, of course, and he never wrote anything except for basic Republican talking points. And he wasn't very popular either. I had access to all of the readership data, and of all the weekly columnists, Pat Buchanan was number one, Ann Coulter was number two, I was number three, Michelle Malkin was number four, and Ben Shapiro was around like number 19 or 20.
And this is at WorldNet Daily.
Yeah, this is at WorldNet Daily back in 2003, 2004, that time frame. And back around that time frame, I got nationally syndicated by Universal Press Syndicate, which was the elite press syndicate. Ben got syndicated by Creator Syndicate, which had this way of pushing people by telling newspapers that if you want one of our popular columnists, you need to take one of the less popular ones. And they started pushing him really hard. Remember, this is back in like 2003, 2004 time frame. And it was interesting because Ben ended up having a crisis of conscience. And he sent me some emails and said, hey, you know, I've never had an original thought for myself. All I'm doing is repeating the talking points that people are giving me. You know, what do you think I should do? And I told him, look, you know, you need to decide for yourself what you want to be. Do you want to be your own voice, or do you want to be someone else's voice? And in retrospect, it's very clear that he decided to take the wide and easy path. And that's why you're seeing him promoted incessantly, because he's nothing but a talking puppet. And that's why you see him aligning with people like Dave Rubin, people like Jordan Peterson. All of these figures are being pushed forward and propped up because they are meant to be the official approved opposition. Because the left wing wants to publicly oppose itself, thereby moving the Overton window to the left and depriving the genuine opposition, which can be anyone from Rush Limbaugh to Mike Cernovich to you and so forth. They want to deprive the genuine nationalist opposition of any voice in the media. And so that's why you're seeing Dave Rubin and Jordan Peterson talk about setting up an alternative to Patreon, because you've got the hard SJW globalist left, and they're trying to set up a near-left fake opposition.
And they're going to gatekeep as well, because that's what I've always noticed about Shapiro, is back from his days controlling talk radio as well, very young when they got him out of Harvard.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Very successful, best-selling author, syndicated columnist. He's also just published Jordanetics, A Journey into the Mind of Humanity's Greatest Thinker. And, of course, that's sarcastic. Dealing with Jordan Peterson, how the left has embraced him by actually saying, oh, he's so intellectual, so then the right thinks, oh, my gosh, he must be God. This is how they control reality. We also have all the alt-hero comics. They have 1 through 5 now out. We have them in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. A perfect Christmas gift. Get your order in by tomorrow at about noon. And we're guaranteed to get it to you anywhere in the U.S. even. That's Hawaii, Alaska, before Christmas. And you can order up until Friday and get it anywhere in most of the U.S., but just to be safe. And you can also go put in the comment section when you order a note to family if you want to just pay what you're getting and then have the box sent as a gift. Just make sure there's a note in there and that it's addressed to who you're sending it to, and then get your Christmas shopping done that way and support the InfoWar. Every stocking for young people especially needs Alt Hero, London Calling, the war in Paris, which just came out 6 months ago and it's all come true, as Vox predicted. He lives in Europe. Smart Cookie, Alt Hero, Reprisal, Rebel Cell, and of course Crackdown. So he's awesome. All available at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping shorewide. Right now, double Patriot points in your next order as well. And we need the funding because we're kicking their butt, but they are gunning for us. Like we're a big battleship in World War One, winning a major battle at sea, but we've got all their attack frigates aimed at us and their cruisers, and we're on fire. Now, ladies and gentlemen, everyone knows I'm not a gossip about other talk show hosts. I'm not one of these men that can't handle somebody else being successful. In fact, I would love to support Ben Shapiro. But I have just confirmed, and when I was told by three talk show hosts, that I ignored because I'm not into this. And these people never gossip. They brought up Ben Shapiro years ago. And I will tell you, Michael Savage again calls me sometimes. And he, when I attack Shapiro, and he is shaking with anger about him. And the things he's told me are unbelievable. And then I went, wait a minute. It hit me this morning. I went, oh, my God. Two other big hosts told me stuff even worse. One of these people told me how they wanted to beat him to death. Now, this is a respected talk show host, and it just made me think. So you were a mentor to him. You were one of the top guys at WorldNet Daily. Let's go back. You knew him when he was just going to college, before he even went to Harvard. And I know I'm running over you. It's so insane how this is all coming together, Vox, and just how dangerous this guy is.
Well, the thing is, I called him out back in 2005 when he was of an age to join the military. And he was running around saying that the U.S. should establish an empire. His literal words on August 11, 2005 were, "No one said empire was easy, but it is right and good both for Americans and for the world." And what he was calling for was a invasion of Iran, Saudi Arabia, Syria, Egypt, Pakistan, and others.
So the neocon plan.
Yeah, I mean, what you have to understand about the neocons is that they are not merely left-wing. They are the left-wing opponents of Joseph Stalin.
They're Trotsky.
They're the students of Trotsky, Leon Trotsky. And they came to the United States after Stalin defeated Trotsky and essentially kicked most of his followers out. And so they realized that they couldn't make much traction in the Democratic Party. So they reinvented themselves as fake conservatives, literally neoconservatives, and they attempted to control the Republican Party, which John Podhoretz himself admitted was the purpose of the Weekly Standard, which, as you know, recently failed. Their whole point has been to gatekeep and redirect the Republican Party and the American people away from nationalism, away from America First, and away from Christianity. You know, they are world revolutionaries, and that's why they want to establish this global empire. That's why they're constantly pushing for invading everything and everyone.
So simply put, you know, Ben Shapiro is a dyed-in-the-wool, third-generation, fourth-generation Trotskyite.
Exactly.
Continue,
there's
please.
No question about this. There's no question about this whatsoever. And you know, you see him get called out occasionally. He runs around saying that everyone who is racist should be and bigoted should be disemployed, and they should be hunted down and thrown out of their jobs. And then at the same time, he turns around and says, "Well, I don't care about the browning of America. I don't care if Americans are replaced." I mean, he sounds exactly like Bill Kristol and John Podhoretz, and all the other fake.
Well, no, he says Americans are lazy. He's an acolyte of Mr. Kristol.
Precisely. And
so really, Ben Shapiro is Kristol and his father's, who was the head of the Trotskyites, revenge. And that's why they had a hard-on for Russia, is that they went in, they took over Russia, they got kicked out, these globalists, these atheists, and now they're angry. And that's why they hate Russia so much.
Well, yeah, what people tend to forget about Stalin is that Stalin was a nationalist. He wasn't Russian. He was Georgian. But he had no interest in world revolution. and whereas Trotsky did. And so they got kicked out by Stalin. And then after the fall of the wall, they managed to worm their way back in. But Putin kicked them out again. And so that's why the neocons hate Putin and Russia so much, is because Putin is a Russian nationalist. And so the nationalists of any stripe, as you know, and you've talked about this before, the real struggle is no longer left-right ideological. It's actually globalist versus nationalist on a material level, God versus Satan, Jesus versus Satan on the spiritual
and that's
level.
Why even the WikiLeaks show Soros wants to overthrow Israel, because it's national versus globalist.
Exactly. You know, when you look at Israeli parties like Zihut and the other Israeli nationalists, they have no interest in ruling over Ukraine or getting involved in Russia or China. You know, that's not part of the Israeli nationalist program. Now that there is a Jewish homeland, the Israelis want to focus on building it up just like any other nation with a homeland does. But when you've got these world revolutionaries like Ben Shapiro, like Bill Kristol, like John Podhoretz, they desperately want to use what is left of American power and the American military to try to establish their world revolution.
And it's an absolute fact that the Trotskyites, as you know, and it's been even quoted in the Wall Street Journal, they admitted it years ago, that they wanted to basically take over the conservative movement because it was blocking communism, but use it to take back over Russia and then the world. They just saw America as a bigger vehicle for global domination, as you said, because Stalin, for all of his horrible things he did, was trying to make Russia an industrialized power. So he's very czarist or Putin-esque in that vein. And so that's why the left went from hating, from loving him to hating Uncle Joe. And of course, you were saying Peterson's much more dangerous. And I was not disagreeing with you, but I thought, I'm telling you, they're pushing Shapiro on YouTube, Google, the algorithms, and he's behind the scenes trying to take me off the air. And I said, whatever network Beck's involved with, this is the new guy. And now Michael Savage is being taken off the air and replaced with this guy. I mean, this is unbelievable.
Yeah, it's astonishing, especially when you look at the fact that Savage is the number two most popular radio host in the country. This clearly is not a business decision. This clearly is something that is being done for other reasons, and we know what they are. You know, it's the same reason that, I mean, what you have to understand is Ben Shapiro is a total mediocrity. He's not particularly smart.
No, he's a little man. He has scripted lines. And then the left and praises him, and the establishment praises him. And conservatives go, here's a guy we can get behind and not get friction. Yeah, because you just let the fox in the damn hen house.
Yeah, it's exactly like the Harlem Globetrotters versus the Washington Generals. The left, the conventional left that everybody recognizes is the Harlem Globetrotters. And then Jordan Peterson, Ben Shapiro, Dave Rubin, all the intellectual dark web, as the New York Times.
Joe Rogan's now joined it.
Joe Rogan, too. They are all set up to be the Washington Generals so they can go out there, convince as much of the right as possible to follow them into defeat. That's what they're there to do. They're there to gatekeep and mislead and lead the right and lead the nationalists and lead the Christians into defeat. That's why, I mean, think about how ridiculous it is.
Yeah, look at how the New York Times shows Joe Rogan and Shapiro and all of them in a big flattery piece. These are the okay conservatives. These are the ones. Yeah, maybe they're a little bad, but you know what? Oh, my gosh. I know the inside baseball on that. Do five more with us, Vox, for even longer if you can. And we've got Owen Schroyer coming with big breaking news. This is not about gossip. It's not about, no, it's about understanding how the globalists are trying to take us down. And there's now no doubt, and I can't believe that I've been sitting on top of the bombshell on Shapiro that I will release soon.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym.